So we are doing over here on 4b. So we learned a case in the Gemara. I don't know why we stopped right in the middle over here. We learned a case in the Gemara that you had pieces of wood of a tree falling into the oven directly, and that's muktzah because it wasn't prepared from before Yontif. Are you allowed to heat up the oven? The guy is stuck now. So he says, you know what? You put in a lot of wood, and then you can light it up. Who's that?
I'm being honest.
I'm here. Who's talking? That
I don't think it's me.
Okay. Whoever it is. Okay. So the point is, what is he going to do? He's stuck without an oven. He has the wood in there. So he says, go ahead, add more wood that you prepared, and then you can use it. But the Gemara says, you're still moving around the muktzah. So the Gemara says, well, you're overriding it because you're being mevatel it, because you're putting more. But the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be mevatel an iser to begin with. So by taking this prohibited wood because it fell down from the tree on Yom Tov, and using it, and you're moving it around, by adding more wood, you're causing to be mevatel an iser, to negate, to remove the iser. You're not allowed to do that. And the Gemara says you can't do it on Shabbat, on a Torah command, but here is a Rabbanon, because it's only Muktzah. Muktzah is mid Rabbanon. There's no Torah prohibition against it. So therefore, you're allowed to be mevatel. So the Gemara goes, asks the question, Rabbi Ashi de Omar. But according to Rabbi Ashi, he says that kol davar sheyesh lematirin, that if it's an item that you can use later on, in this case, this wood is only not usable on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov it's muktzah, but the next day those wood is usable. So he says any item that yesh lematirim, that you can use it later on, afilu b'drabonon lebotel, then it's not going to be bottle. Even with Rabbonon, you cannot be mevatel it. Forget about mevatel lechatchila, that you're saying that you can be mevatel. But here, we cannot be mevatel, it's not bottle, because you can use it tomorrow in a permissible way. So, Ma'ikel lemeimer, what is there to say? How could you tell him to add wood, and therefore you're allowed to use the oven now on Yom Tov, because it's bottle? Why don't you wait till after the Chag, and then you'll use it, and then you cannot be mevatlet. And the Gemara says that this halacha, that you cannot be mevatlet, is that is talking about in a situation where the prohibition remains intact. So we're saying we're not going to be mevatlet, but in our case, hacha mikla koli isura. Here, the prohibition, that wood is being consumed by the fire. You can't tell it. Over there, we're not going to have the stringency of not being mevatlit because you can use it the next day, because you're actually getting rid of it. It's not going to be visible. You don't see anymore the prohibition, and that's why that is okay. Okay, that ends the previous discussion, and we'll go to the new discussion. So here we have an issue with the 2 year Yom Tovs that we observe. What does it mean, the 2 days Yom Tov? Is the 2 day Yom Tovs, the rabbi said, okay, it's like one long Yom Tov, it's a Yom Tov of 48 hours, or it's a Yom Tov because we don't know which day is Yom Tov. So therefore, things that are either or would be okay. Let's do the Rashi. Itmar. So we learned in a memory. Shnei yomim tovim shel golius. The 2 days that we celebrate Yom Tov in exile. Rashi explains shel golius. She'ein oisin oisei elo b'nei golius harichoikim mi bezdin. that is only made, observed, by people of the exile who are far away from Beis Din. And what happens? When Beis Din said one day is Rosh Chodesh, so Rosh Chodesh can be one of 2 days. The previous month can either have 29 days or it can have 30 days. Rosh Chodesh can either be the 30th day or it can be the 31st day. Okay, from the previous Rosh Chodesh. Either it's on the 30th day or it's on the 31st day. So how do people know? And Beis Din would determine when the witnesses would come, they would say, that's the day of Rosh Chodesh. So how are people going to find out? No internet, no emails, no communications. How are people going to know when Rosh Chodesh is, so they know when Yom Tov is? So what do they do? So Beis Din would send out messengers to all the communities to tell them when Rosh Chodesh is, so they know when to make Yom Tov. Most of the Yom Tovs, like Pesach, is on the 15th, and Sukkot is on the 15th. Shavuos is, anyways, is 49 days after the 50th day after the day after Pesach. But so, how is the people going to know when Rosh Chodesh is? So they send out shluchim. But you had people who lived far from Beis Din. Ve'ein hashluchim yecholim lagia etzlam. The messengers from the Beis Din cannot come to them. Merish Chodesh ad Yom Tov, from when it became Rosh Chodesh till Yom Tov, they don't have the time. They can't reach them. Lohidiyam be'eze yom nikva hachodesh, to let them know on what day the Chodesh was set, so they know when to make the Yom Tov on the day of the month. Im b'yom shleishim, whether it was set on the 30th day of the month, im b'yom shleishim b'echad, or it was set on the 31st day of the month. So therefore, v'oisim beiz yomim Yom Tov mesofik. So they make Yom Tov mesofik. They do 2 days. So that's called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, Yom Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias, the 2 days that the people in exile, that means those who are far, it has nothing to do really with exile, it has to, not Israel, it has to do with the distant. Like he says, the people of exile who are far from Beis Din, because they're far, and Beis Din can't get to them, so they would keep 1 or 2 days, they didn't know which day is the holiday. Okay, so what happens now? We know that an egg that is laid in Yom Tov is prohibited in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So what happens if the egg was laid on the first day Yom Tov that the people are keeping? Then is it permissible on the second day? I mean, logic dictates, it would seem. Okay, they don't know. We'll see the two opinions. We don't know which day is Yom Tov. So the only reason why we're keeping the Yom Tov is because we don't know. Say a person doesn't have a calendar, just a regular person. Forget about the law here with knowing when Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh. Everybody knows when the calendar is. He doesn't know when Rosh Chodesh is. He doesn't have a calendar. So he's keeping 2 days. He's not sure which one of the 2 days. So of course, only one of them is holy. The other one is not holy. Here it's different because here was instituted by the rabbis. The rabbis said, so the question is, Rav says, Noilda bazeh mutares bazeh. If it was laid on one day Yom Tov, you can eat it on the other day Yom Tov. Why? Because they're not both Yom Tovs. So if the first day is Yom Tov, then the second day is a weekday. That's okay to eat the egg from yesterday. If on the other hand, the second day is Yom Tov, so then the first day is a weekday. So there's no problem. You can eat the egg that was laid on a weekday. So Muteres Bazeh says, the Chad Min Ayu Cholu. Because one of them is weekday. And either way, it's permissible. So that's okay. Rabasi disagrees. He says, Nildo Bazeh Asura Bazeh. The one, if it's born, if it's laid on the first day Yom Tov, you can't eat it the second day Yom Tov. Explains why. Asura Bazeh Kid Mefarish Vazel, like he goes on and explains now. He says, when the rabbis instituted that because we're not sure, he says, they made it into one long day. It's not like they said, oh, we're just going to observe a second day because maybe it's Yom Tov. They said, keep 2 days. Now we extended it. Instead of 24 hour Yom Tov, now you got 48 hours of Yom Tov in the Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara says like this, Leimo kosova rabasi, kedusha achasi. So shall we say that rabasi holds that there's one sanctity, that it's not a Yom Tov because it's a doubt, is it Yom Tov or not? That's why. But it became one Yom Tov. Rashi, kedusha achasi. Chachomim kovun al bnei goylo. It is the sages that set it up for the people of the exile. La soisom ledoiris machmasofik zel. Because of this doubt, to make it for the future, because we're not sure which day is Yom Tov by the people where the messengers could not reach. So because they don't know when Yom Tov is, the Chachomim said that they should make it for 2 days for the future as well. Vitilu aleihem kechomer yom aruch, and they placed it at them as the strict of one long day. They said that this is like one day, and therefore the egg that was laid on the first day Yom Tov still also on the second day, because it's just one long Yom Tov. So, Freidi Gemore, how could you say that Rabasi holds that? For Rabasi Mavdil miyom tov lechavre. Rabasi would make Havdalah from Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov, for the second day Yom Tov. Because he really made Havdalah because he knew that the first day Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov. So when it came at the end of the first day Yom Tov, made Havdalah. Zok Rashi, Barabasi Mavdil, Umevorech HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. He would make the Brocha Mavdil, after the first day Yom Tov, he'd make Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. Why? The Kosovar Kimlon B'Kvidi Yarcha. He says, we know the setup of the month, of the moon. That's because we have our calendar already. The Yom Sheni, Chol Gomer Hu. It's second day, it's a regular weekday, Chol Gomer Hu. So we need to make Havdalah. Now, it is only Mishum Minag HaVeseinu Shela Yodu B'Kviyus HaChodesh Komoinu, because it's a tradition that our fathers had. They did not know to set up the month as we do. We know when the month is, but they didn't know. And they did it as a doubt by themselves. They didn't know, just like I said before. If a person doesn't know when Yom Tov, they didn't know when Yom Tov. It's not like the Beis Din went and told them to make it, but it's just, we're keeping the tradition. They used to make it 2 days, we do it 2 days, Yom Tov. Nobody instituted, nobody made it into a big day. They did it on their own because they were in doubt. They weren't sure the first or the second day. And that's why Anachno Isim Isim, we do them too. But really, that's what Abasi says. You have to make Havdalah. After the first day, you make Havdalah because you know that's Yom Tov. You're keeping a second day Yom Tov? That's just because of tradition. But you know that it's not Yom Tov, so you need to make Havdalah. So how did we say over here that Rabasi holds that if it's late on the first day, you cannot eat it on the second day because it's like set up by the Chachamim as one long day? He himself made Havdalah. So what does Rabasi hold? We have a contradiction here. And the Gemara answers Rabasi Sfuka Mesafkele. He was actually not sure whether it was something that the people themselves, because they weren't sure, so they made it the second day, or it was established by the Chachamim to be as a long day. So he always went the strict way.
So he says that beitza you can't eat because maybe it was instituted, and still he made havdalah because could be that they did it on their own, so you still have to make havdalah. Let me say svuka misafkele. So Rashi im chok chachomim hu shehut lalagolius ladoidus. Was this a rule of the chachomim that was placed on the exile for the generations to come, that they always have to make 2 days? And the mela, because I mean, now we know when it is, but the question is, what was the original intent of the rabbis who set up the second day Yom Tov for the exile? Was it a rule that they put down? And now they said those places get to do 2 days. And even if they get sages that know the times, they know how to make a calendar, so they know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, still yiyu oisim oisom shnai, they should still make them two. So maybe they said, doesn't matter that you found out when it is. They still made the rule in the beginning when they said that the second day Yom Tov, that was a rule. It doesn't matter that you found out that it's not really Yom Tov, you still got to do 2 days. Imkein. Harihu medivrei sofrim ki im oruch. So then, from the Rabbanon, it's like a long day, and therefore, the egg would be usher. Maybe that's the case. He wasn't sure. Or the other possibilities. Imhein osoum me'elehem misofik. Or maybe the people, it wasn't instituted by the rabbis. The people on their own, they weren't sure. They didn't know which one is Yom Tov. V'chad minayu chol. And one of them is a weekday. And therefore, ulaman de kimle bikvi di archa, boi avdule. So, one who knows when Rosh Chodesh is, he has a calendar, he knows when the month is set up, he knows when Rosh Chodesh is, so then he needs to make Havdalah, because he knows that that's not it. So therefore, he wasn't sure. So, Ba'avid hachi l'chumra, ba'achi l'chumra. So he was strict. He says, an egg you cannot eat because maybe it was instituted as 1 day. But on the other hand, he made Havdalah because he thought maybe it is a separate day. Amar Abzeira. Okay, so Rabasi says you cannot eat. We're not sure, maybe because he's a doubt, but he says you cannot eat the egg. That was Rabasi's opinion, and Rab says you could eat the egg. So Abaye said, not Abaye, first we have Amar Abzeira. Abzeira says, Kavosi de Rav Asi Mistabra. He says he thinks that it's logical, according to Rav Asi, that you should not be allowed to eat the egg on the second day Yom Tov. Kavosi de Rav Asi Mistabra, the Asi, that it's prohibited. Why? He proves it. Da'idno yadinon bikviya di archa. Because you see, today we know the month. We have the calendar, right? And still, Kimba B'kvi Di Archa, Zok Trashi, Ayde Cheshvin, Shem Cheshvin, by the calculation that we calculate Toldosoy, when the rebirth of the moon is. We know that. We count on the Lemedim, Im Nirav Yem Shleshim Elav. We know whether it was appeared on the 30th day or not. So we know when the Rosh Chodesh is. Because Dina Triyayma. So why are we doing 2 days? Why do we have to do 2 days today when we know already that it, when Yom Tov is? So we know the second day is not Yom Tov. So that means that it was a rule of the Chachamim. Vavdina Triyayma, Zok Trashi. That it was a setup instituted by the Chachamim for the Jewish people that are far away, to make it 2 days. Bafilu b'lay sofik, even though there's no sofik, because we don't have a sofik. Hilkach k'chad yema aricha shavinu. That's why we made it as one long day. It was instituted by the Chachamim, so we made it into 1 day. But Abaye disagrees. Amar Abaye says no. Kavosi derav mistabra, that it's permissible, which means she'ein echok, this is not a rule. It was just because they worried. Maybe they didn't know which day is Yom Tov. So the exile made 2 days. They made it straight because they didn't know what Yom Tov. But there was no rule that they have to make it 2 days. It says that Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah. But the first way, they had another way of telling people about when is Rosh Chodesh. But Rishayna, in the beginning, Koidem Shekilkilu HaKusim, that was before the Kusim, it was a nation. And they wanted to disrupt. So basically, we go up on a high mountain, said then they make a fire, the next mountain put up another fire. And that's the way they pass along the word when Rosh Chodesh is. They would lit the fires in the mountain, so they knew that night is Rosh Chodesh. But they ruined it, because they started making these flames in order to make the Yidden make a mistake when Rosh Chodesh is. So they would put it up in the wrong days. So, they would put up these flames to raise the masa sa'oshon mina or. That's a pasuk in Shev Tumchav, the raising of the smoke from the city. Is this part of the pasuk Taver or no? So this is Masas Oshom in Ha'ir. That's the pasuk over there. Tavera means a fire. That's translating. I'm not sure what the word simon here is, but Masas Oshom, he translates in the pasuk over there. That's the. So Lahaloisom. And that's basically a fire. They would start a fire. The Gemara Rishon explains what it is. Ubahan, and through these smokes that they would make that fire that would go up, so all the people of the exile, whether they're close or far, as kfis ha-chodesh, when the chodesh was said, in all places they'd make 1 day yontav, because of the fire that they raised over there. But what happens, they started putting up the smoke on the wrong days, the fires on the wrong day. So they instituted that they send out messengers. Now sending out messengers had a drawback, because it took time to get to the different places. So therefore, till a place they can come for 15 days, they let them know, they would make yontav 1 day, sukkahs or pesach, and the rest would make 2 days. So that's what it says over there in the Mishnah. Now, but if the kusim will go away, there is no more kusim to disrupt the Seder, botlu kusim, so then then that we would make the fires back on the top of the mountain. Everybody should know. So, Avdin Echad Yema. So then, we would make one day. And on top of that, Veche the Motu Shluchim, Avdin Echad Yema. And when the Shluchim came also, we made one day. Avdin Echad Yema, Zekter Rashi, Bechol Duchta. The Shluchim came, now that's when there's no more kusim, they would make it in every place. And now that we don't have the masuris anymore because the kusim are making trouble, v'idno nami, heich demotu shluchim koydim yomtev, avdichad yoyma. Shmami no, lekop malayim betakon el lederis, that they didn't set it up. Because if they set it up, it wouldn't help me that they that we changed the situation. The Chachamim made a halacha that you should always not always. If the Chachamim made the halacha that they should always keep a long day, the takana. So why, if there was no more kusim, you don't have to keep it 2 days? You don't have to keep it 2 days. Why don't we keep it 2 days in the places where the shluchim reach? Is a siman that it's not a takona. I'm not sure what the proof about the shluchim, that means, if they come in one day, there was never a decree there. So what kind of a decree is there? I think what it means, motu shluchim, meaning now, if they couldn't get there in the earlier time, but they're coming now, so maybe years ago it took them longer to travel, and now they can get there. So that's still going to make one day. Let me take a look what the Mishnah says over there. Let's see what the Mishnah says. I just want to see. Okay, so that's just so. It seems like it's all hinged on the. Otherwise, the Mishnah would have said that the Chachamim, the Gemara wouldn't hinge it on the Kusim. They would say that it's always like that. So, Frag the Gemara, okay. So you're saying that the whole reason is because we don't know, but it has nothing to do with the Beis Din. Otherwise, even if no Kusim, even now that they're shluchim, we should only keep one day. So why do we keep 2 days? Now that we have set the month, my time up didn't treyayim. So what's the reason that we do 2 days? And the Gemara says that's for another mishum. The shalchu mitom, they sent from there. From Eretz Yisrael, they sent Hizoru b'minig aveseichem b'yedeichem. Now, just keep the minig aveseichem. This is not an institute by the Rabbanon, but they just told them to keep the minig of your fathers. Because why? Because even in the Gozer Amalchus Gizeinah, because perhaps the government made a decree, and we won't no longer know how to make the calendar. And we don't know when there's Chodesh is. Vasile Kalkule, and then you will rule because you don't know when there's Chodesh. So therefore, they said, keep the minhag from the fathers. So it's not because of the Takon of the Chachomim, just keep the minhag of the fathers. So Trashi, the Gazra Malchus Gzeda,
What does it got to do with the government? The government made a decree that they should learn Torah. And then be yishtakach soyda ibur mikem. And you'll forget the secret of how to make this calendar. V'tavdu nami chad yoyme. And you're still going to do one day, even though you don't know the calendars. You don't know when is, because you did the previous years, you did one day, you're going to do one day too also. V'osu likalkuli. And it's going to come into a mess up. It's going to be messed up. V'lasis choser mole u'mole choser. A month which is 29 days, because they don't know. So a month with Torah night, they're going to make it 30 days. So Rosh Chodesh is going to be delayed by a day. And Amole, which is a 30th day month, they're going to make it into 29 days. And so therefore, B'techu chametz b'Pesach. They're going to be eating chametz at Pesach. So therefore, keep to the minute. So that's what we do. But basically he says, the first day is Yom Tov, and the second day is not Yom Tov. But he goes as far as saying that you have to make Avdolah on the first day Yom Tov. But as we know, if you're going to make a leniency on the second day Yom Tov, like you make Avdolah, people are not going to keep the second day Yom Tov at all. Because they're going to say, hey, you know what? I just made Avdolah. It's not really Yom Tov. You know, it's going to... But anyway, see, I think the Gemara and Tosfos, this part is discussed extensively and exhaustively in all the commentators of the Halacha. Now the Gemara goes.
Is this the main source, main discussion of Yom Tov Sheni?
Yes. And also, we're going to see now, and Rosh Hashanah is different also. There's a special siman, Beitza Shel Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. That's why we're learning now, Masechta Beitza, but. It's a law in Rosh Hashanah that is one day. This whole discussion is there. Itmar. So we learned in a member. Shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. So you got the 2 days Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Shmuel d'Amri Tarvayu, they both agree. Nolda bazeh, asura bazeh. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. If it was late on the first day, it's also on the second day. In this case, it's different than Yom Tov. A 2 day Yom Tov. Over here, it's also why. This is for sure a set rule that this should be one long day. The Rabbana set it up to be one long day. Why? To begin with, why do we make 2 days Yom Tov? Not because we have a doubt. It is was set up lechatchila to make 2 days Yom Tov, which means even if we know for sure, as we'll see in the Gemara, that today's day is not Yom Tov, the first day is not Yom Tov, still they're going to celebrate this day as Yom Tov, and the next day. This the Chachamim got involved over here and said we're going to make both days Yom Tov. There was something that happened that the Chachamim got involved. The Gemara is going to elaborate now of the Mishnah. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, but Rishoyna, at first, before this happened over here, that there came out a messed up, so before the mess up happened, Hoye Mekablin Eidus Achoydesh Kol Hayom. So they would accept witnesses who would come and testify about the month of about they saw the moon, so that when Rosh Chodesh is, so they waited all day. So what do we do? How do we keep that day when we're not sure if it's going to be Yom Tov or not? The expectation is that on the 30th day they're going to make it Rosh Chodesh. So that the 30th day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. That was the expectation. So they used to wait around. They need these witnesses to come and tell us that the night before they saw the moon. So then that day is Rosh Chodesh. So that day was a suffix by them. They were waiting the whole day to see, is it really going to be
Rosh Chodesh is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So, till when did they wait? They waited till nighttime, because at any point they would make it Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? You only had to keep Rosh Hashanah from the evening. No, they kept it all day because they didn't know. So, what does it mean, Kol HaYoyim? Yoyim Shloishim Shel Elul, the 30th day of Elul, Umiba Erev Hoya Asurim B'Melacha. They would be prohibited to do Melacha from the night before, because Shemo Yizkadesh HaKhoidish L'Mochar. Because maybe the next day, the day will become Rosh Chodesh. V'Nimtza Shalaylo Hazeh Yom Tov. Turns out that this night, the night of the 30th, is Yom Tov. Shekein Kol Hayoyim Etzapim Le'edus Roi Alamona. So that's why, because all day they would look out to the witnesses who saw the moon. Ulei Avoyu, maybe they're going to come. V'chol Shor Sheboin Ad Shetechshach. And whenever they came in, until it gets dark, Hayim Ekabim Medusom, they would, the Beis Din would receive their testimony. Mekachin HaChodesh Be'Yoyim, and they would sanctified, that became Rosh Chodesh, that became Rosh Hashanah that day. So Pam Achas Nishtahu Ha'edim Lavoi. One time it happened that the witnesses delayed and they came late. It was after Mincha and they waited and waited. They accept them all day, so they didn't come. So what happened? We turn the page now on Hayom Al Aleph. So now the Levim, they would sing a special shir, a chapter of Tehillim, by the Kor Tomid Shel Shachar, Shachris, and the Tomid of the Mincha. But when it came Yom Tov, like on Rosh Hashanah, they had a special song. There was a weekday song, and then there was a Rosh Hashanah song, depending on what it is. So when it came to the Korban Tomid of the afternoon. Again, Tosfos and Levi Mefarshim talk about what about all the other issues? What about the Korban Musa? Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of talk about it, but we'll just do what the Gemara Rashi talk about. So, the Levim were supposed to sing the song, but it took till Mincha, and they didn't come. So, they celebrated by Mincha time. There's no witnesses. They thought it's going to be a weekday. So they say the weekday shir for the Korban, the weekday shir. So they said the wrong shir. And then when the witnesses came, it turned out that basically made it Kodesh. So they were supposed to say the shir of Rosh Hashanah, not the shir of the weekday. What about the shir of the morning shachar? Over there, Rashi explains, the shir of shachar was always the weekday shir. It was never the one ruined because the witnesses never came till late in the day. So they'd always do the chatchila, they do the weekday shir. That was the shir they used to do for Rosh Hashanah, for the Korban Tom in the morning. Let's do the Rashi. In this kalkul, alvim b'shir, tomit shal bein harbay. The song of the Tomid Ayin Abayim, Sha'am Rubai, Shira Shel Choyl. They said the weekday Shira. So Yisvurim, Shalo Yavoy Oid, they're not going to come. Ayim Choyl, and that's a weekday. Ukshabohu, Nimtso Shu Kodesh, Ukshu Kodesh. They thought it was a weekday, and when they came, it turns out that it's Kodesh. So they said the weekday song, and then it's Kodesh. So Rashi explains, Ubishal Shachar ain't toast. Shachar, there was no mistake, because the Chatchila you do the weekday. The Betomit Shal Shachar, Afilu Hukdosh HaKodesh Kodim HaKrevosei. By the morning, Tomit, even if it was Kodesh before it was brought, they still did not say the special for Rosh Hashanah, Shir Shel Choyl Imrim. They would say still the weekday. And the reason they do that, they wouldn't say, they never said in Rosh Hashanah. They couldn't get ruined because they would say the Shir Shel Choyl. Even if the Feresh knew that it was Rosh Hashanah, why?
Because most year they don't come so early. So it was designated lechatchila that the shir is the weekday shir for the morning. But the afternoon shir, you do the Rosh Hashanah. In this case, they made a mistake. Now, so what do they do? I mean, I would say, maybe you would think, okay, don't do the weekday shir. I mean, do the weekday shir every year so you're not going to be mistaking, even when you know. But apparently that you need to do. Again, I got to look at Tosfos and Mefarshim. So, therefore, what do they institute? Iskinu? Shelo yu mekabim seidim elo ad mincha. Should only up to mincha. Till mincha, by mincha we'll know already what shir to say. Everything is about mincha, about the shir of mincha. So up to mincha. Ad mincha, which is ad akrovas tomid shel ben arboim, till the afternoon tomid. Abel achar mikein, but if afterwards. So what happens if the Eidim came? That day becomes a pregnant, it becomes a month of 30 days. It becomes not 29 days, it's a 30 day, it's a mu'ubar. And you will count from the next day for Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So what happens in Bo? So we know, if they didn't come by Mincha, forget it, then it's a weekday, we're not going to accept them anymore. And that day is not Yom Tov, it's not Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah's next day. What happens in Bo Eidim and Amincha Lamaila? The Eidim came, they showed up after Mincha. We don't accept them. So Alpha Pishay Menim Lamaydus Mahayim, even though you don't count for the Yom Tov from that day, it's from the next day, but still, Loi Mizal Zalin and Bay Bahai Shleshim. We don't make cheap this 30th day. Oh, say it's a weekday. They are completed in the Isur. Kasher Huzuru Ad Amincha Mimelocha Kein Neugim Begoymes Bigdosha. Just as they were warned up to Mincha not to do any work, like we said from the. So even though now it's clear that the Eidim aren't coming today, but you're still going to continue. So that's the way we conduct ourselves, that you conclude it with the sanctity. So what do we see? Alma, that Tchilas Asiya, Shnei Yom Rosh Hashanah. So this tells us that even the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Afilu B'Bezdin Haba. This was even in Bezdin. It wasn't just the people didn't know. Even in the Bezdin, that makes the determinant, they too kept the second day Yom Tov. For Leim Sofik, it wasn't because of a Sofik. They made it into a Yom Tov. Shari Vaday, She Yom Tov L'mocha. We know already now, after Mincha, that it's not going to happen. So they know already that Yom Tov is the Mochar. Ba'afak became Tiknu La'soysay, and yet they instituted to keep it Yom Tov. Shema Mino. So from here we can learn that Chog Chachomim U'mitzvosom Hoya. This was the rule of the Chachomim, it was their mitzvah. La'soysom B'voya Ha'edim Achar HaMincha. And to make it when the Eidim come after Mincha, because it's going to be 2 days anyways. So if you live by there, if they came earlier, then you'd have 1 day when they came. But if they didn't come, then you'd end the day, then you'd have 2 days. But that's for those people who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So there was an option, 1 or 2 days, depending on when they, if they came before Mincha, after Mincha. But for the Chaykim, for those who are distant, Yesh Aleim La'soysu Mechol Shono, they have to make it every year 2 days. Shema Yavoyu Eidim Achara Mincha. Maybe the witnesses are going to come after Mincha because they don't know. Bahari Kedusha Se Achas. This is one Kedusha, because when the rabbi said, they continue that Kedusha. They don't know when the witnesses are coming.
So they have to keep 2 days, both the 30th. And the Kedusha is not because we don't know which way it is, because we're making it Kaddish. If they came after Mincha, we're making Kaddish. And we're not sure if they came after Mincha. If they did come after Mincha, then there's 2 days. We don't know that one of them is weekday. They may both be Kodesh. Why? Because if the witnesses came after Mincha, the Chachamim made it into... We just don't know when the witnesses came. But it's possible that it's one long day, because if the Mincha, the witnesses came after Mincha, then there would be both days, even in the Beis Din. So that's why we make it 2 days. We make it 2 days, and we don't eat the Beis Shinil the first day Yom Tov. If we have the Eidim come after Mincha, we keep both days, that day Kodesh and the next day Kodesh. And that's why it's different by Yom Tov, by Rosh Hashanah. Everybody agrees that we are going to have not eat the egg that was in the first day, because since we don't know when the witnesses came, if the witnesses came after Mincha, then even in by the Beis Din they would make it 2 days. And since we don't know, we keep it both days.